for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A judge has rejected a last-minute plea from anti-war activists who sued New York City for a permit to hold a massive rally in Central Park in New York the day before the Republican convention. State Supreme Court Justice Jacqueline Silberman ruled United for Peace and Justice was too late in bringing their case to court after months of back-and-forth negotiations with the city over plans for the demonstration on Sunday. The anti-war coalition sued the city last week after pulling out of a deal to hold the rally on the West Side Highway in Manhattan following a march past Madison Square Garden. That event is expected to draw up to 250,000 people. The city parks department said that many people would ruin the lawn in Central Park. But United for Peace and Justice said the park has been used in the past for events like a Dave Matthews concert, many others that drew some 70,000 spectators, and performances by the city opera and the Philharmonic attended by tens of thousands. The group says the city violated the Constitution by allowing cultural but not political events. Group leaders have said they'd cancel the rally if they could not gather in the park. Investigators have found that 27 members of an intelligence unit at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison either requested or condoned abuses of Iraqi prisoners. That is among the findings in another report released at the Pentagon into the abuses at Abu Ghraib. The head of his second investigation, General Paul Kern, says the panel found, quote, serious misconduct and a loss of moral values at Abu Ghraib. He says of the 27 people, 23 were members of the military, and 4 were contractors, and 8 others, including 2 contractors, knew about the abuse but failed to report it. The report says there's no, quote, single simple explanation. If it was a coincidence, it was a highly improbable one. That's the view of Bob Francis, former vice chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. He's talking about the nearly simultaneous crashes of Russian passenger planes last night. Russian investigators say there is so far no evidence of terrorism. 89 people died in the twin plane crashes. He says he does not want to be a distraction, so an election lawyer for the Bush campaign is quitting. Benjamin Ginsburg had also been advising that veterans group that has run ads accusing John Kerry of lying about his Vietnam War service. The Bush campaign has said it had no connection to the ads. And former Georgia Senator Max Cleland turned away in Crawford, Texas today as he tried to deliver a letter to President Bush at his Texas ranch. The letter called for President Bush to condemn those Swift Boat veteran ads challenging Kerry's service in Vietnam. Cleland, a Democrat, a triple amputee who also fought in Vietnam. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem. The failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's Theradate.com. For unlimited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only 3, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. So many flying monkeys to bash tonight, so little time. Our number here is 866-303-2270. If you're used to listening to us through the web streaming via Air America's website, there's some construction going on that website. You'll have to pick up the web stream through a different site. There are several through which you can get the Air America stream. I don't have them in front of me, but if you go to democraticunderground.com, there's a thread going about this, and check it out. They've got a couple of sites you can go to and pick up the program. Couple of emails here from Kay Lowell in Hawaii. Aloha, Mike. I appreciate the coverage you're giving the war crime. He's referring, or she's referring, to the reports that have come out about what we have been doing in Afghanistan, Abu Ghraib in Iraq, and Guantanamo. Although the reports on Afghanistan and Guantanamo really haven't come out, but it's happening. Anyway, I appreciate the coverage you're giving. This war crime is unpalatable as it is. However, while we are all getting righteously furious about these acts, we should remember that this is a daily occurrence in the West Bank and Gaza. Israelis regularly conduct torture on Palestinian prisoners. Their own courts have admitted as much, and Israeli peace groups routinely report the same. At present, there are about 600 cases of IDF, Israeli Defense Force abuse, being investigated. Further, it should be understood that the techniques used on Arab prisoners in Abu Ghraib, Afghanistan, and Gitmo are right out of the Israeli handbook and are designed to be especially shameful to Muslims, like putting a bag that previously contained raw pork over someone's head, as well as the public nudity and all the rest. I have no doubt whatsoever that Mossad or some Israeli psyops group has been involved. We should insist that this illegal behavior, this criminal behavior, stop. But we should also stop funding and winking at it in Israel, if we are really serious. Just a thought. Kay Lowell, writing from Hawaii. Yeah, the mishandling of the Israeli-Palestinian issue in that godforsaken country, the total ignoring of that situation by the Bush crime family has added to the pain of the Palestinians and the Israelis, and has added to the intensity with which people in the Arab world hate us. Oh, man. Well, there's a couple more emails here, so let me do these, because we get an awful lot of emails here, and I very seldom take time to read them over the air. This is from Lynn in New York, New York City. Mike, I'm listening to read these child prison abuse reports now. She's referring to last night, and it makes me sick to my stomach. Our society and our position in the world has turned to pure destructive evil. If George Bush, who started this illegal war in Iraq, thinks that his Lord and Savior will welcome him into his kingdom, he's got another thing coming. As for the abusive soldiers, I hope they make it home in one piece. May they live long and have deep, despairing, nightmarish dreams that never go away, no matter how many pills or drinks they consume to forget. May their actions hurt and haunt them the rest of their days. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You can't do this sort of thing and escape. Again, remember, when you peer into the abyss peers into you, and it can't be escaped. Heath wrote regarding these atrocities, "My God, how absolutely repulsive and shameful are the leaders of our nation and military that they would avoid responsibility for the rape, abuse, and sadistic torture of juveniles, 13-year-old boys and girls. That because they had not directly informed their underlings of the illegality of this act, they attempt to claim their innocence. This is the morality of the Christian right. This is the stain on all of our hands. Torture is morally repugnant, degrading both the tortured and the torturers. It is also wholly destructive to security, which in part depends on intelligence. Torture produces dysfunctional intelligence, since the suspect is being forced to give only the answers the interrogators want. Article 2 of the UN Convention on Torture in 1984, written in 1984, states, quote, no exceptional circumstances whatsoever, whether a war or a threat of war, internal political instability, or any other public emergency may be invoked as a justification of torture. Now, both the United States and the United Kingdom signed and ratified this convention. In the name of security, our government is destroying the principles and the laws which are the foundations of the security of all citizens. These principles were proclaimed by American patriots in our Declaration of Independence, and after that war, in our Constitution, which also prohibits cruel and unusual punishments. Anyone who would attempt to justify these acts for any reason, whether they be in the defense of security or in the casting of a vote for these repulsive criminals, is morally inept and a traitor to this country. Signed, Heath. Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore about the this torture investigation. It's shocking. I mean, I'm still, you know, I'm still kind of shocked. I don't know how you process that. I really don't. I don't know how you process information that tells you that your government, your people, your military chain of command, your civilian control over military chain of command has broken down to the extent that this is being done. You know, I don't know. And I'm not really naive, you know? I'm not. I've got a few miles on me and a lot of years. And it's still a shock. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, you know, there's trials going on over there. There's an American on trial for torturing Afghans in a private jail. The evidence that backs up his claim that he was working for the U.S. military, that evidence is gone, and a military army spokesman said, there's nothing. What are you talking about? It's Jonathan Edema and two other Americans are on trial on charges that they poured boiling water on 12 Afghan men and other acts of torture. Prisoners they held in a private prison in Kabul. They face up to 20 years in jail if convicted. The U.S. military has acknowledged it accepted at least one detainee from Mr. Edema. Edema's in court documents says Donald Rumsfeld knew everything about his activity, as did senior Afghan officials. Everybody knew about this. Everybody was supposed that needed to know, according to the man charged with the crimes. A personal torture rack. How about that? He worked under, according to him, he worked under contract to the U.S. Army. See, this is what happens when you outsource, right? Rumsfeld knew about it. Afghan officials knew about it. The U.S. military chain of command in Afghanistan knew about it. A spokesman for the military, Major Scott Nelson, said the military is looking into his claim, a demon's claim, that he worked under the auspices of the Pentagon. But Major Nelson suggested that any link between this guy and the military was entirely in the guy's head. Remember Mission Impossible? Should you be discovered, the director will disavow any knowledge of your existence. Right? Come on, Malloy, that was a TV show. Major Nelson said he, Edema, was operating by himself here with the delusion that he was here to do great things for the world. Oh, really? Well, Edema's a former U.S. soldier. How do you go to Afghanistan and open a private prison and torture people for months and months and months and months and be operating as an independent agent with nobody knowing about it? When you have, you claim you have, an understanding with the U.S. military, you have turned over at least one prisoner to the U.S. military, and you claim that the U.S. Department of Defense and Donald Rumsfeld specifically knows about what you're doing, and then when you're when the abuses become too egregious and too many NGOs find out about it and you're busted, and then the director, in this case the Secretary of Defense, disavows your existence. Hey, you know it's wartime, right? This is Air America Radio Network.
If you're not pissed off with the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off TV and go about your day. Just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave-scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. The torture thing. It's very difficult to address that. We've talked about it for a couple of nights. If you want to bring it up tonight, feel free to do so. I just don't know what to say about it. I really don't. It's just totally, completely unbelievable. David Korn, writing in The Nation, dig this. He writes, in 1978, Bush, while running for Congress in West Texas, produced campaign literature that claimed he had served in the U.S. Air Force. According to a 1999 Associated Press report, Bush's congressional campaign ran a pullout ad in the Lubbock Avalanche Journal newspaper that declared that he, Bush, had served, quote, in the U.S. Air Force and the Texas Air National Guard, where he piloted the F-102 aircraft, end quote. Bush lost that congressional race, but 21 years later, the Associated Press questioned him about the ad. The news outlet had good reason to do so. Bush had never served in the United States Air Force. He had only been in the Air National Guard, but when the Associated Press asked Bush if he had been justified in claiming service in the Air Force, Bush, then the governor of Texas and a presidential candidate, said, I think so, yes, I was in the Air Force for over 600 days. Yet no firestorm ensued about the lie. So, question, will Republican funders now underwrite a group called Air Force Veterans for Truth? No! Hell no! Triple hell no! Well, David Korn didn't write the hell no part. I just added that on. But it's not so much the lies and the deception and the thuggery of the Bush crime family. It's the hypocrisy. Now, I said we weren't going to, I didn't want to talk about Savak, the Swift veterans against Kerry anymore. Hard to avoid the story. Truly, it is. It's still out there. We've got a couple tangential issues about that tonight. This comes, who sent this? Sharon, my good friend Sharon, here in the Metro Atlanta area, sent this to me. She writes, Mike, I know you're sick of this issue, so am I, but the column below goes deeper into why the Swift vote veterans for Bull are trying to destroy John Kerry. She says, only the torture scandal has demoralized me more than this issue. And it's a writer, a guy named the Plaid, or a woman named the Plaid Adder, wrote, so I see from USA Today that Bob Dole has finally weighed in on the Swift vets against Kerry controversy. Dole questioned the severity of the injuries for which Kerry received his Purple Hearts. Dole said of Kerry, three Purple Hearts? He never bled that I know of. Well, we all know about Bob's erectile dysfunction. But all the same, it's still amazing to think about how a guy gets the gall to stand up there and tell a fellow veteran that his service doesn't count because he didn't get hurt enough. Once you start playing this game, it gets pretty gruesome pretty fast. Does Bob Dole have the right to demand a recall for Kerry's medals because Kerry didn't lose the use of his hand as Dole did? Okay, fine. So does Max Cleland get the right to question Dole's service in combat because all four of Dole's limbs are still attached to his body? And who has the right to question Max Cleland's patriotism? Right? You see how it goes? Of course. But this is from the Village, a little excerpt from the Village Voice, also sent in to me. A 1988 book by Bob Dole and his wife Liddy. They wrote a book called Unlimited Partners, Our American Story. And on page 59, Bob Dole tells how he got his own first Purple Heart. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Quote, as we approached the enemy, there was a brief exchange of gunfire. I took a grenade in hand, pulled the pin, and tossed it in the direction of the farmhouse. It wasn't a very good pitch. Remember, I was used to catching passes, not throwing them. In the darkness, the grenade must have struck a tree and bounced off. It exploded nearby, sending a sliver of metal into my leg, the sort of injury the Army patched up with mercurochrome and a Purple Heart. End quote. Hey, Bob, never piss into the wind. Never eat the yellow snow. You know what I'm saying, Bob? So here's Dole saying the other day on one of these geeky Sunday shows, was it Face the Nation or something, with the media whore number one, Tim Russert? Is that where it was? Well, I don't think he bled enough. And here's Bob Dole in a book admitting, oh, never mind. God, have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people. Even Bob Dole, who is kind of not quite as miserable to take at face value. When you go into his political record, he's much of a swine as the rest of them. But you start thinking every once in a while that Bob Dole's kind of funny. He's got this sick, perverted sense of humor. He did fight in the big war. He did this. He did that. His subsequent wounds, I guess, made him bleed enough to qualify for his awards, even though he now challenges whether or not Kerry bled enough. These people are starting to make me sick. I mean, just nauseous. Just nauseous. Oh, my God. Just, I don't know. I'm just nauseous. So, Max Cleland today went down to Prairie Chapel, right? Or he tried to go to Prairie Chapel and get a letter to Bush, right? Did you see some of that? There's Max Cleland out there in his wheelchair, state trooper, Texas state, either a Texas Ranger, state trooper, blocking the road, just standing there, some jackleg little twerp. Well, we've got that. I've got some more on this when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Car to the dark. ready? The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now.
How was school today, honey?
Well, in language arts, I opened my color-coded wrapper keeper. Then I used the subject-specific reference sheets in my notebook to make sure I was properly using a semicolon.
Who are you, and what have you done with my son?
Now, for the first time, Scholastic and Mead have created a unique line of school supplies to help your child be more organized and better prepared to succeed in the classroom.
Mom, wake up! It's really me!
Now, thanks to Scholastic and Mead, kids will learn like never before.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Unfiltered. Coming up next on Unfiltered, it's laissez unfair. Iraq, it's gone from capitalist virgin to wide open financial floozy. Since the war, the Middle East has become the Wild West when it comes to wheeling and dealing, and there's no sheriff. This corral is definitely not okay. And don't forget the FAP attack with Mike Papantonio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 27 before the hour. So Max Cleland went to the ranch today, went to Prairie Chapel today, and was severely disrespected. Huh? Right? A triple amputee showing up on the dusty road going back to George W. Bush's fake little ranch. Can't get past the state trooper. But Cleland said today that the attack ads questioning Kerry's combat record in Vietnam were scurrilous, dishonest, dishonorable, and called on Bush to come out against them. You know, he called Bush out. Hey, you jack-legged freak, get on your mountain bike and ride your ass out here and face me, huh? Said Cleveland. Well, I don't know if he said that. Got some cows out here you can talk to. Anyway, Cleland told reporters gathered out there on the road that the commercials run by this group of cowards were false and that George Bush is behind it. You go, Max. He went on to say, quote, the question is, where's George Bush's honor? The question is, where's his shame? To attack a fellow veteran who has distinguished himself in combat, regardless of the political combat involved, is disgraceful. Yeah. You know, my Arkansas bureau chief, Joy, sent me an email, and she wanted to, she raised an interesting question. You know, the Republican convention is coming up, and Joyce wanted to know my opinion. How can John McCain stand at the Republican convention next week at the podium up there and endorse this rat, George Bush? And the answer, as far as I'm concerned, is it's very easy for McCain to do that. You know, I realize McCain got pissed off when they sandbagged him and really went after him, his wife, and his child in 2000 in the South Carolina primary. I mean, just the typical Karl Rove, Lee Atwater, gutter politics that the Republican Party is so good at doing. And they just blasted McCain. McCain was going to be Al Gore's competition for the presidency back in 2000, but the Bush crime family put a stop to that real quick over in South Carolina, scared all the campaign money away by using the religious right to call people up and say, well, you know, McCain's wife is nuts and his baby is a Negro. Huh? Did you know that? And he hates God and would like to drive more nails through Christ's body. Did you know that about John McCain? Huh? Did you know that? And I think it was either Pat Robertson or the minion of Satan, Jerry Falwell, who made those phone recordings. And they called up half the state of South Carolina. And South Carolinians, Republicans being what they are, hung up the phone and said, damn, I didn't know that! He got a Negro for a child! And his wife's crazy, and he wants to drive more nails through Christ's body. Well, screw that. I'm voting for George. So McCain really felt the lash in 2000. And it raises the question. You know, how you saw that picture, McCain with his poor old busted up, pulled out of the socket's arms, trying to get him up high enough to wrap around George Bush's waist and hug him wherever they were. Remember that? McCain makes no secret of the fact of his torture by the Vietnamese when he was in the Hanoi Hilton, strung up with his arms out of the sockets to the point now he can't even raise him above his waist, but he got him up high enough to get around George Bush's ugly-ass body and hug him, and kiss him and love up on him. Hi, George. Damn, I love you, boy. How can McCain do it, Joyce? I'll tell you how he can do it. He was neither a war hero, nor was he courageous. He was a coward. He wasn't on the ground like Max Cleland. He wasn't on the ground like John Kerry. He was in an aircraft thousands of feet in the air, bombing the bejesus out of civilians. That's what John McCain did. And every time I hear this hero crap about McCain, I could throw up blood. He's not a hero. If anything, he's a coward. Yeah, that's my opinion. Killing people from 40,000 feet up in the air. So he gets shot down, winds up in a prison of war camp. Aw, hey, that's a damn shame, isn't it? What would we do in this country if somebody bombed Chicago from 40,000 feet up in the air and we shot down his plane? What would we do to him? Hey, war is hell. War is hell, Sparky. War is hell. Would we refer to that person who's bombing Chicago from 40,000 feet as a hero? I don't think so. John McCain is no damn war hero. He was like anybody else that goes into combat. He is paid to go in and kill things and kill people and blow things up. And since a long time ago, it doesn't make any difference anymore whether you're a combatant or a non-combatant, whether you have a uniform on or you're a baby in an apartment in downtown Dresden or Haiphong or Hanoi or any place else on the planet, Tokyo, Hiroshima, it doesn't matter. If your country's at war with the United States, by God, you're going to get incinerated. We are going to nuke you. We're going to burn you. We're going to turn your body into a smear on the pavement. That's war. War is hell. War is a bitch. War is the ugliest thing human beings ever devised. It's ugly. It's awful. It's terrible. There are war heroes. Sure. Sure there are. People who truly, truly commit acts of heroism. I don't care what side they're on. I'm sure there were German heroes, Japanese heroes, communist heroes, American heroes. But John McCain is not one of them. John McCain was a killer on high. He brought death and destruction from what he thought was a pretty damn safe place to be. Hey, I'm 35,000 feet up here. Those little slant-eyed bastards can't get me. Boom! They got him. So, Joyce, that's how McCain can stand up there, because he's a coward and he's a liar and he's a sneak and he's a killer. That's how he can stand on the podium and praise George W. Bush, who is an even bigger coward and much bigger killer. You understand what I'm saying? So there's Cleland out there today, out in the dust and the heat. He had a letter with him signed by, what, 9, 10, 11? Veterans in the Senate, or yeah, in the Senate, probably all Democrats. He's trying to deliver the letter to Manor Monkey today at the Parade Chapel.
The letter is signed by some 9 distinguished members of the United States Senate, all of whom have worn the uniform. One of them, Senator Dan Inouye, is the sitting only member of the Senate to be sitting there as a holder of the Medal of Honor. The question is, where is George Bush's honor? The question is, where is his shame to attack a fellow veteran who has distinguished himself in combat, regardless of the political combat involved, is disgraceful?
Well, I don't know, Max. Is it disgraceful or is it Republican? I think it's Republican. These people have nothing, no moral fiber or ethical center, Max, that can be disgraced. This is not disgraceful. It is to normal people, but it's not to Republicans. These Swift boat thugs, what's up with that, right? What's up with that? 36 years after the fact, or 33, whatever the hell it is, now they come out. Oh, well, John Kerry this and John Kerry. Oh, come on, stop. You know why we're doing this, don't you? We're doing this because Karl Rove knew that if the political debate were to center on anything done in the past 4 years by the Bush crime family, it would put Bush in even a worse position than he is now. And his ass is going to be defeated on November 2nd. But Karl Rove is doing the time-tested and Republican-honored and Bush crime family tactic. John Kerry has medals. Let's take them away from him. John Kerry served in Vietnam. By the time we get through with John Kerry, the American public won't know what side he served on in Vietnam. By the time we get finished with Mike Dukakis, Willie Horton is going to be his Siamese twin. That's what these swine do. And then when somebody like moi calls them swine,
oh, we'll see. All you do is name call. That's all you do. You're just damn old liberal. You're not on 600 radio stations like Rush Limbaugh anyway, so screw you, Malloy.
This is what they do. There is nothing to talk about in a positive sense. Nothing that George Bush has done that would render him qualified for a second term? He wasn't qualified for the first And the majority of the American people told him to take a hike. So this is what you have to do in the politics of Republicanism. You attack and smash and burn. Republicans are basically cowards where it concerns real combat. The ones that do go like to fly their F-102s in Alabama or Texas until they are grounded because they're using too much cocaine, or they like to fly at 40,000 feet and incinerate children and men and women who are civilians. But they are cowards. Every Republican is a coward. Every single Republican. Your mama. If your mama's a Republican, she's a coward. Sorry. 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 Just the way it goes. So since they are all cowards, especially where it concerns combat, they do this. They slime. They smear. They cheat. They lie. They sneak. They plant stories. And who's this? Do you remember Ferret Boy? Ferret Boy was all over television during the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky thing. You remember who I'm talking about. What's his name? Ben Ginsburg? Remember Ben Ginsburg? He was the one who looked like a ferret on some kind of speed. You remember him? He was on MSNBC. He was on CNN. He was on Fox. He was on this. He was on that. He was over there. Then he's under there, and he's down there, and he's over there. Remember his little twitchy nose? Well, Ginsburg resigned today from, or the other day from, today, yesterday from the Bush campaign. Guess why?
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
Just were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
An allergy. allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
About 9 before the hour, Ginsburg. Now, the way CNN reports it is a legal advisor to the Bush-Cheney campaign resigned Wednesday after revealing that he had also advised the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, the group that has launched a campaign to discredit Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry's military record. Ben Ginsburg. Remember Farrah Boy? Remember him? He was one that irritated me almost the most. Back in 98, 99, they were all over the place. MSNBC hadn't been on that long. Remember, what did we call him, Kathy? John Yellowhair? Was it John Gibson was on MSNBC? All these snot-nosed people. That's when I first came across this horrible, horrible Coulter woman. Oh, my, I couldn't believe that. You know, here comes a bad word, bitch from the deepest ring of hell. I could not believe I was saying, and John Yellowhair, and it just went on and on. There was a parade of people. You'd flip on MSNBC, there they would be, talking about Clinton's penis. And then you'd switch over to Fox. By God, somehow, they must have gotten a limo and went to Fox. There they are, talking about Clinton's penis. You switch on CNN, whoa, there they are, talking about Clinton's penis. You go to ABC on Sunday morning, whoa, there they are, talking about Clinton's penis. All over the place, talking about Clinton's penis. And Ginsburg. I used to think Ginsburg must be the least well-endowed man in America because he is fixated on Clinton's penis. Remember that? I'm not crazy, am I? We had 2 years of that, didn't we? Clinton's penis, Clinton's penis, Clinton's penis, Clinton's penis.
I didn't have sex with that woman.
You didn't? What the hell are you talking about your penis for? So anyway, a campaign advisor to the Bush crime family, one Terry Holt, told CNN that the Bush-Cheney campaign just learned yesterday that Ginsburg was advising the Swift Boat thugs for nastiness. Right? They just figured out just yesterday. Oh, my God. We didn't know. We had no idea. And we didn't know that Colonel Ken Courtier, the other guy that resigned from our campaign, we didn't know that he wrote that book. We had no idea. We had no idea. Gary campaign filed a complaint last week with the Federal Election Commission alleging that the group the Swift Boat thugs for nastiness illegally coordinated with the Bush campaign, and the Bush campaign called the complaint frivolous and false. Why, you myopic bastards? What do you mean it's frivolous and false? Here it is! You've had two people resign, Ferret Boy, today!
Well, Mr. President, you know, I think my presence on your campaign is going to distract from your wonderful work, so I'm going to leave. I'm going to go check out Clinton's penis one more time.
Mary Beth Cahill, who works for the Kerry campaign, said the resignation of Ginsburg, quote, only confirms the extent of these connections, end quote, between the Bush crime family's reelection committee and the Swift Boat Veterans for Ugliness. Now, Ginsburg, see, oh, we didn't know anything about Ginsburg. We didn't know he was. Ginsburg served Bush and Cheney as national counsel in 2000. He was a key player in the theft of the presidency in Florida in 2000. That's according to his own biography at his Washington firm's website. His biography also says, quote, he represents the campaigns and leadership of political action committees and numerous members of the Senate and House, as well as the Republican National Committee, National Republican Senatorial Committee, National Republican Congressional Committee. We didn't know. I swear to God, we didn't know that Mr. Ginsburg was working for us and working for the Swift Boat Thugs for Ugliness. We didn't know. Honest to God. Quick, get Jerry Falwell. Have Pat Robertson record something real quick and get it on the phones.
Hi. This is Jerry Falwell, and I'm going to burn in hell someday. I know that. But before I burn in hell, I wanted to say that Ben, what's his name? The Jew. Ben Ginsburg. He's a Jew. Yes, he is. But he didn't know. He knew. But nobody in the Bush-Cheney campaign knew that the Jew, I mean Ben Ginsburg, actually worked. Now, can we have a word of prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father, as we, that's what they do.
We didn't know anything about it, I swear to God. Hi, my name's Terry Holt, CNN, and I'm a campaign advisor. I'm on the payroll here at the White House. And I swear before Jesus and who else? Before Newt Gingrich and before the sanctified Lee Atwater. I swear, we didn't know anything about Ben Ginsburg. You know, he is Jewish. We didn't know anything about what was going on. I swear we didn't. You know, he's going to die anyway when we take over Israel and Jesus comes back and stands on the dead bodies. If Ginsburg doesn't swear off that Jewish stuff, we're going to kill him. I'm sorry. We're going to kill him. My God. What a web of evilness. Huh? What a web, what a sticky, filthy web. As short a period of time ago as yesterday, simple Scotty McClellan was out there in his press gaggles. You notice they don't have press conferences anymore? They just get together with what they call a press gaggle. As short a period of time as yesterday, Scott McClellan was out there saying, no, there's no connection. We don't know anything. Nothing. There's no connection. And besides, we think John Kerry is just a liar. John Kerry is I don't know. John Kerry. You know John Kerry murders children. Did you know that? And John Kerry eats puppies when he gets really demonically democratic. That's true. He goes to a dog pound and he gets little sweet puppies and he takes them home and he skins them and he boils them. Did you know that? Huh? What? About the Kerry camp? No, we don't know anything about that. But did you know that John Kerry boils puppies? Did you know that? This is what they are, and this is what they do. The Bush crime family. So anyway, to Joyce, our bureau chief down in Arkansas, I hope that answers your question about how can John McCain stand there next week and endorse George Bush. Hey, more topics in your phone calls when we come back. Quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, and this is Air America Radio Network.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush lawyer resigns over Swift boat help. The Bush campaign has said it has no links to the anti-Kerry ads from the Swift boat Veterans for Truth. But attorney Benjamin Ginsburg, one of Bush's top lawyers, is now resigning after disclosing he gave legal advice to that group. The Kerry campaign says this does not end what it calls an extensive web of connections. Ginsburg said in his resignation letter his advice to the Swift boat Veterans for Truth was not illegal, but he called it distracting from campaign issues. Bush campaign chairman Mark Roscoe released a statement saying Ginsburg was, quote, a friend, public servant, and statesman. He said Ginsburg provided first-rate legal advice for the past 5 years. One day after Vice President Cheney's supportive comments about gay rights, Republicans moving toward adoption of a party platform with a strict position against gay marriage. Party officials meeting in New York, finishing up work on the Republican Party platform for next week's convention in New York. Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge says New York City is ready for the convention. In preparation, Ridge telling reporters security measures are as strong as any the nation has ever had. Security planners in New York face a week that's unprecedented since the September 11th attacks. In addition to protests and high-profile figures at the Republican convention, New York City police will also be watching over crowds at the U.S. Open tennis tournament and baseball games for both the New York Mets and New York Yankees. Mayor Bloomberg isn't flinching. He says there will be tight security, but he says the city will not shut down. Instead, he says New York will show the world it's a safe, open, and friendly place. Ashcroft has announced a crackdown on the illegal copyright network. Attorney General John Ashcroft says P2P doesn't stand for permission to pilfer. Federal agencies, computers, and software as part of an investigation targeting an internet network used to illegally share copyrighted music, movies, and other material. It's the first federal criminal copyright action against a peer-to-peer or P2P network. Users of those networks can access files directly from the hard drives of other people's computers. The seizures involve five of the network hubs rather than individual units, thus containing huge amounts of data. The federal government taking the flu very seriously, laying out a plan for how the U.S. would react to a massive worldwide epidemic. The proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services, just a draft proposal right now, but it warns that a hypothetical flu pandemic could kill as many as 207,000 people in the U.S. The concern is it would take months to prepare a new vaccine. Under the worst-case scenario, the plan recommends the U.S. be ready to close schools, restrict travel and ration scarce medicine in the U.S. in case of a massive flu outbreak. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
And now in shopping news, Kohl's 50% off sale starts Friday with great back-to-school savings. All young men's juniors and kids sew in Urban Pipeline fashion tops and bottoms are 50% off. All young men's and juniors graphic tees are also 50% off. Kohl's is offering half off all kids sets and a great selection of shoes for the family. And you'll save 50% on all accent rugs, area rugs, frames, and framed art. Remember, if the sale fits, wear it. Friday and Saturday only. Kohl's. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent?
Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Grandma, are you all right?
Oh, I need one pill for my kidneys, another for depression. I can't afford all these prescriptions.
Then try Gerafix. It's heroin for the elderly.
Heroin?
Gerafix isn't harsh like China White. It's formulated for people 75 and older. Cut with a gentle laxative and a touch of spearmint. It takes away all your pain for a fraction of what prescription drugs cost.
Can I still do my regular daily activities?
No, but you can sing for Stone Temple Pilots.
But heroin is addictive.
Sure, but shouldn't your grandma spend her last days in a warm, sticky haze?
Fetch me a spoon and some cotton, little one. Now!
So if you can't afford all your medicine, why not try the one that does it all?
Ooh, feel that rush. Oh, I can feel the heat closing in.
Get your Gerafix today.
Character might not be actual old lady.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're this generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air, am I?
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. Or no, what the hell am I talking about? Six and a half minutes after. Hello. Got a little brain fried there on the Ginsburg stuff. Two more quick items related and then to your phone calls. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, reminds me that not only did Rumsfeld put together the James Schlesinger panel, the former defense secretary, you know, the first report that came out the other day, the military report came out today, the Army report on torture and abuse and murder and killing and mayhem and child rape, and a lot of it just for sport and fun because that's who we are now. But the Schlesinger panel was stacked full of members of the Defense Policy Board. Right? Are you all familiar with that? Do a Google, Defense Policy Board. It's an advisory group to the Pentagon. Henry Kissinger is on that board. William Kristol is on that board. Newt Gingrich is on that board. Dan Quayle is on that board. Frank Gaffney is on that board. Right? Huh? Now, think about this. Is the Defense Policy Board perhaps covering their own asses on this? Could the Defense Policy Board have been behind the torture in Iraq and Afghanistan and Gitmo, ordering it? And now they're investigating themselves? As our senior correspondent says, think about it. The Pentagon needs some ideas on how to get information out of people being held other than what they get from the IDF. And you can guess that Kissinger and Gaffney turned and smiled at each other and simultaneously said, torture them! And when some underling at the Pentagon swallowed hard and said, well, can we get away with that? Then Ben Ginsburg popped up and Newt Gingrich. And they looked at him and said, are you kidding? Of course we can. And like Gingrich probably pointed out, I got away with boinking my secretary and every other woman that would actually give me the time of day in my office. If I can do that, you can get away with something like this. Trust us. So it would not surprise me, Chris writes, if this concept was hatched in a room or on the phone between a couple of these Defense Policy Board thugs, and then it made its way to Rummy's office and into Rummy's head over one of the courses in one of their lunches. What about torturing him? Yeah, hell, I mean, sure. Let's get, who's this guy, Gonzalez? A Texas Supreme Court justice? Is he an appeal? Is he a former Texas Supreme Court justice? Another one of the Bush crime family's dues-paying members? Is it Gonzalez? Who allegedly advised the Bush crime family and said, yeah, torture? Sure, sure. Just don't call it torture. Call it macaroni and cheese. Call it asparagus. Call it rock climbing. You can do whatever the hell you want, George. You're George Bush! Just don't call it torture! But hell yes, you can do it. It's okay! Dear God. So, Kerry, again, today, called for the resignation or the firing of Rumsfeld. John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Mr. Kerry, that's not going to happen, Senator. Rumsfeld resign? Or, my idea, Bush fire him? No. Rumsfeld is very necessary. Kerry said at a Philadelphia Union Hall, quote, it's not just a little person at the bottom who ought to pay the price of responsibility. The buck doesn't stop at the Pentagon. Doesn't? Where does it stop, Senator? Huh? He went on to say what is missing from these reports is accountability from the senior civilian leaders in the Pentagon and in the White House. From the bottom of the chain of command all the way to the top, there needs to be accountability. The Schlesinger report makes clear that Rumsfeld was responsible. But Rumsfeld never resigned. Rumsfeld is too insane to resign. Rumsfeld is one of the few remaining members of the Bush crime family that still, occasionally, on a weekend, does about 300 micromilligrams of really good orange sunshine. And kicks back and goes, wow, man, look. Look at the colors. Hey, get me a plane. I'm going to go to Iraq. Whoosh. Rumsfeld resign? No. Okay. Rob is calling from South Central L.A. Rob, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. You know, why, Mike, please tell me, number one, why do these Republicans think that the American people, black, white, crippled, crazy, Christian, Muslim, conservative, liberal, why do they think that we're so stupid?
Because we are. Are you serious, Robert?
But they are playing us like we're a freaking fluke, man.
Rob, you and I both know that. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking about the people listening to this program. Uh-huh. But as you know, we are part of a herd of human beings who have chosen to be willfully ignorant. We are the most politically ignorant population ever gathered together in one place. Now, that's a fact. That's a fact. Don't forget, 71% of us still believe in the talking snake theory of creation. Okay? We don't believe in evolution. We don't believe in this. We don't believe in that. And we do believe that George Bush is a Christian man doing God's work, doing his best to bring Christ back to stand on the corpses of Muslims and Jews and apostates and Catholics and that sort of thing. So we are willfully ignorant, Rob. That's why they keep doing it. They know they can. That's like saying, why does a dog always, all the time, sit down licking itself? Because it can.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry to even answer that question. I should know by now.
That's right. You shouldn't even be asking questions like that.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, and I got my copy of Al Fox. It was in Tower Records, so I think they have it at Tower Records now. So.
Hey, I'm in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, there's somebody told me I'm in that movie about 6 or 7 seconds. It's where if you go to my website, MikeMalloy.com, and you go to the gallery and click on there's a video in there, about a 7-8 minute video of when I walked off Fox News, and apparently when they put the movie together, they used 6 or 7 seconds from that clip. I haven't seen it yet, but I've had 2 or 3 people around the country email me and say, hey, man, you're in the movie, man. Hey, man, this is cool.
Well, I certainly got to look at you. Now, real quick before you go to break, they had the C-SPAN press coverage of the voter intimidation with Julian Bond and some other folks along with the other NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 35 years old, and I might be playing this little stupid role, a little bit naive role again, Mike, but I have never seen an atmosphere where they are claiming that racism doesn't exist anymore, oh, it's all gone, but yet you see these little subtle things that keep continuing to go around. The little old people being, the old black folks being intimidated by the by the Florida for law enforcement officials and stuff.
Right.
This is... looks like it's really starting. It's time for me, and I can only speak for myself, Mike. You know, because I'm black, mm-hmm. but I know I'm an individual. I need to start making some changes for myself. And believe me, starting to this day forward, I'm going to start really getting on the ball, and I'm going to start getting into journalism. I'm going to take some classes next year, and starting Monday, I'm going to start monitoring the Republican convention and start writing down everything I see, and I'm going to start. Taking it from there, because we need, each person needs to make themselves available. They need to make everything count.
That's true.
One thing they're talking about all the time.
One last thing to do, Rob, and that's on November 2nd, make sure you and 3 or 4 of your friends go to vote, okay?
Oh, definitely.
Got a boogie, man.
I have to take pictures of it, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Are you sure a big conservative man like you is comfortable having a liberal woman like me ask him out?
I'm fine. Just because I'm conservative doesn't mean I don't know how to act around a broad.
A broad?
The Republicans are coming to town, and we want you to have lunch with them. From August 30th to September 2nd, Time Out New York and Air America are sponsoring Take a Republican to Lunch Week.
Let's try to find a wait person. Do you see a wait person? This restaurant is always short on wait people.
Oh, come on. It's waitress or waiter, for God's sake.
You people always bring God into it.
Visit Air America Radio. To find restaurants offering a 10% discount for all political antagonists. Then read up on the issues, make a reservation, enjoy your lunch, and phone Air America Radio to say how it went.
Would you like the soup or the salad?
Well,
she'll have the soup.
You Republicans are always taking away our right to choose.
Remember, if their mouth is full, there's no room for their foot. So log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and join us for Take a Republican to Lunch Week. Make the fat cats even fatter.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Twenty-one past the hour. Boy, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Tom is calling from Chicago. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I was so shaken by your show last night, and especially when that Hitler Youth Clint from Iowa called.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that guy has a framed photo of Uncle Adolf on his nightstand. But if I may, Mike, can I read you a quick, short paragraph that is apropos to what we're talking about here? It's from the autobiography of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, go ahead. Just try to make it as quick as you can.
Okay. You know, he was branded a communist.
Oh, sure, sure.
And it's kind of a long story how that happened, but I'll read this very quickly.
Okay.
And keep in mind that he was English and he was an orphan.
Right.
So he said, I am no patriot, not for moral or intellectual reasons alone, but because I have no feeling for it. How can one tolerate patriotism when 6 million Jews were murdered in its name? Some might say that was in Germany. Nevertheless, those murderous cells lie dormant in every nation. I cannot vociferate about national pride. If one is steeped in family and tradition, home, garden, family, friends, a happy childhood, I can understand this feeling. But I have not that background. At best, patriotism to me is nurtured in local habits. Naturally, if the country in which I live were to be invaded, like most of us, I would be capable of an act of supreme sacrifice.
Right.
But I am incapable of a fervent love of homeland, for it is only to turn Nazi, and I would leave it without compunction. And from what I have observed, the cells of Nazism, although dormant at the moment, can be activated very quickly in every country. Therefore, I do not wish to make any sacrifice for a political cause unless I personally believe in it. Mm-hmm. I'm no martyr for nationalism, neither do I wish to die for a president, a prime minister, or a dictator. I think that that is very appropriate to what's going on now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think through the history of this country, certainly over the last 75 or 80 years, people have seen what happens when you have the rise of psychopathic nationalism. We've seen what happens to Jews or Catholics or socialists or liberals or women or nuns or it's horrifying. It's like the Reverend Niemöller in Germany said all those years ago. You remember that saying? I won't do the whole thing now. But when he talked about that, they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything, and then they came from the trade unionists and I didn't say anything, and then they came from the socialists and I didn't say, and then finally they came for me and there's nobody left to say anything. So I think we've seen this, we've witnessed this, and to try to remain silent now is a crime against humanity. We have to speak out on these issues, and we have to make sure that George W. Bush goes back to cutting brush at Prairie Chapel. And you know something, when he is defeated, you know what he's going to do with that so-called ranch in Texas? He's going to sell it to the first bidder, or he's going to burn it, and he's going to go back up east where he belongs and try to live the life of a rich, spoiled white man.
Well, thanks for doing your show.
Sure.
I need people like you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Bart is calling from Nebraska. Bart, welcome to the program.
Hey, on the Drudge website, there's a link to a picture of some Kerry supporters mocking Bush's military service.
Uh-huh.
This picture is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. He's at the Steam Pipe Fitters Union,
yeah.
And there's a guy in a camouflage baseball hat, gray T-shirt. It says Philadelphia Fire and Police Department Football Club. This guy's a macho guy, and he's holding up bumper stickers that say Bush AWOL. And, that's Karl Rove's worst nightmare. And I tell you what, the Swift Boat thing, it looks like it's starting to blow back and haunt him.
I hope so. You know, I keep falling back on what my colleague on this network, Randy Rhodes, said. She said it's carrying a landslide. And as far as I know, she's the first one to predict that. So I'm going with Randy.
Hey, listen, I'm loving Air America, streaming you in Nebraska. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Bart, thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening.
All right.
Ian is calling from Portland, Oregon, or is it Ian? Ian or Ian?
Ian. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to say that you're breath of fresh air out here. It's great to hear you guys.
Well, thanks. We all appreciate it.
And you know, the one thing I wanted to say, that you talk about the issues, and everybody on our side, every liberal, regardless if you're Republican, moderate Republican, God willing, independents or Democrats, all alike, we all have the same goal. Let's get this guy out of office.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to focus on our issues, the economy, people's jobs, the environment, you know, the money we're getting from China and Japan just to sustain this crap that's going on.
Right.
We're bankrupting our nation. And all we can do as liberals is try to focus on these issues and get this out there to the American people and get these guys to quit hiding it.
Mm-hmm. That's
because
very true.
Every time we talk about the Swift Boat veterans, no matter how untruthful it is and how terrible it is to question Kerry's record, even though Kerry is an absolute hero by any standards of mine, it weakens us in a way, having to defend ourselves. We can't let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to continue to push our issues on them.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I have an opinion on it. I don't think so much need is there to focus on domestic issues to the extent that you're suggesting. I used to believe that. I'll tell you why I don't. Because for those of us living in this country who are witnessing what's going on, where concerns jobs outsourced and the environment being degraded and wedge issues being used to separate Americans and lies and filth being dumped in this political campaign. I think we understand that. I think we have got to speak out about the abuses at Abu Ghraib. We've got to speak out about the attacks on John Kerry. And we've got to talk about this war, because those are the issues that are being covered up. Those are the issues that the American public, I know media are talking about it, but those are the issues the American public aren't covering. Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks, Ian. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
Check. Statistics show that 80% of the population of this country puts the environment in the top 10 list of things they're concerned about, and that's nonpartisan. That's both Republican and Democratic, and so it's a real issue.
That's director, actor, and environmentalist Peter Horton. He's a board member for Environment 2004, which seeks to shed some light on the green spin.
We really need to have some clarity on this issue. There's so much doublespeak going on. I mean, when you have the Bush administration promoting a program to deal with mercury and pollution out of our power plants, and they're calling it the Clear Skies Program.
The environment is a factor in the upcoming election.
So the people can make their choices based on a true sense of what's happening in the environment.
Vote for the planet.
Environment2004.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Biodiesel America. Biodiesel, clean-burning, homegrown fuel. Find your energy freedom at BiodieselAmerica.org.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition. Ted Rall doesn't just draw cartoons. He draws the wrath of conservatives. He'll tell us why. Plus, how can you tell that Jamie Moran doesn't want Republicans in New York? His website's called rncnotwelcome.org. Clear enough for you? Ted Rall and Jamie Moran. Plus, Jesus here yet? Don't miss Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour, several of you have emailed me the story, and let me just do it very quickly. You've seen about this down in South Florida, Hollywood, Florida. A father severely burned after being told that his son had been killed in Iraq. What happened was a couple of Marines came to his house to give him the bad news that his son had died for George Bush and Dick Cheney. His son had died for George Bush and Dick Cheney, and the father lost it. The young Marine was 20 years old. He died in combat in Najaf, where Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld are intent on destroying the militia run by Muqtada al-Sadr, a Muslim imam. I hate this. The father, who's 44, Carlos Arredondo, listened as the three Marines told him what happened. Then the father walked into his open garage, picked up a can of gasoline, a propane tank, and a lighting device. He smashed the Marine van's window with the propane tank, doused the van with gasoline, somehow got inside, set it ablaze. A police spokesman for the police department in Hollywood said the father was in disbelief, same as any of us would be after hearing this kind of news. But then the father basically lost it. You can only imagine what this father was going through. He snapped, to say the least. The Marines on hand unsuccessfully tried to stop Mr. Arredondo from starting the fire, but he set himself on fire in the process, was inside the burning van when the Marines pulled him out, put out the flames, called 911. One of the Marines there to inform his father that his son died for George Bush and Dick Cheney said, quote, "We have not seen this type of reaction. Every reaction is negative. It's a loss of a loved one. I don't think any of us are qualified to go into the depths of the mind and truly anticipate how somebody's going to react." End quote. The father is at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital's burn unit. He's listed in serious condition with severe burns to his arms and legs. To die for George Bush's war. See, I want to cuss right here, you know, and I can't. You know, I'm on the radio, for heaven's sake. But I want to curse and shriek and scream and use every foul, disgusting cuss word I can think of. You know, another 20-year-old. Where are we now? Are we up to 1,000? And then there was a report today from who was it that said we're going to be there for 10 years? Here it is. U.S. Army officials. Associated Press. USA Today. U.S. Army officials have said it could take up to 10 years to crush the insurgency in Iraq. Crush the insurgency. Crush the insurgency. Why are we there? Why are we there? Every single reason we went there for was a lie, except, well, Saddam Hussein, we need to overthrow him. He's gone! Why are we there? 10 years? How many dead Americans after 10 years? Will it be 8,000, 9,000, 10,000? Will Maya Lin build another wall in Washington, D.C. with the names of dead Americans from that war? Who's going to build a wall for the dead Iraqis? Well, nobody. The giggling killer in the White House, George Bush, And the torture enabler in the Defense Department, Donald Rumsfeld, have said U.S. forces will stay in Iraq as long as they are needed. So anyway, 20-year-old PFC Marine killed in Najaf. His father hears about it and goes all blinky and sets fire to a Marine van and himself. And George Bush and Dick Cheney and John Ashcroft and Tom Ridge and Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice and the rest of these people continue to send our people, continue this murder, continue this killing, continue sacrificing our men and women, mostly young, some of them not so young. Okay, where are we? Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Oh, nice. You're in rare form tonight, but gee, thanks for putting me on after that announcement.
I'm terribly sorry. Isn't that a tragic story? I know
you
saw it up
God.
In Chicagoland.
You've already regaled us with what I was calling about with Ginsburg and Cordier, and, you know, that they're not involved. So I will just quote from... give you an expression, it won't be as good as you want, but male bovine droppings.
Okay.
That's from Worse Than Watergate by John Dean.
Yeah.
And I urge everybody to read it because he flat out says that Bush lied not only to the American people but to Congress, and all the secrets that they're keeping is just an indication that they got something to hide.
Yeah, this administration, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know that Malloy, he tosses around words like the Bush crime family or criminal administration or thug or neo-Nazi. This, you know, Marge, this has got to be the most astonishingly corrupt administration, certainly in my lifetime, possibly in the history of this republic. I don't know when we have ever... consciously invaded another country for no reason. You know, a lot of people say, well, what about the Mexican War in the 1840s? What about Spanish-American War in 1898? What about Vietnam? Well, okay. We had fabricated instances in those situations. But where it concerns Iraq, they told us a bunch of lies, but I don't think we've ever operated in this republic under a policy of preemptive war where we could attack people for no reason other than the fact that we have a cowardly punk in the White House who feels like it.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, they just, you know, work their little string of lies and try and mesmerize the people in this country. And I think the line that Kerry came up with the other day about fear and schmear, you know, it you create all this fear. You know, the boogeyman's coming. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. But I'll protect you.
Right.
I mean, it is, oh, geez.
That is literally a Nazi technique. Was it Joseph Goebbels who said that's the way to control your population? It was one of the high-ranking Nazis, and this is an old technique. The way you control a population.
Isn't it interesting where they get their technique from?
Well, yeah, sure.
One other thing before I let you go, you lived in Chicago long enough to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Richie Daley was having a press conference today, and somebody asked him about the comments made by their. Newly found GOP senatorial candidate and his strong stand on the Second Amendment, and everybody should have a gun.
Yeah.
And Richie says, if everybody has a gun, he says, then reporters would have a gun. He says, can you imagine if the reporters have a gun? He says, I'd be full of holes.
That's Richard Daley for sure. Thanks for checking in, Marge.
Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. Oh, my. Chris is calling from Florida. Chris, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Broward County. I live in Florida. I'm just calling to let you know, enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for a little over 3 weeks. Reason why I'm calling is I just called today. I live, like I said, Broward County, to call and get absentee ballot because what's been saying on, you know, on Air America by Al Franken and the rest of you guys about Republicans down here. They put out a letter to the Republicans to vote on absentee ballots because if there's a recall, that the computers down here, they can't call. They can't, you know, get the recall votes back correctly.
Right, to recount.
And
yeah, absolutely. It's a good idea to vote absentee ballot.
I finally did it today, and I like you guys to, like, spread the word, especially in Broward County. I'm originally from New York. I've been down here 6 years. And in 2000, it was a joke. I never seen my county was one of the districts that had the punch cards.
Right.
And I got 20/20 vision, and the lettering on these cards were the worst. They were so small. And every time you punched the card moved on you, and you could never keep in place.
Right.
And I just don't trust the Jeb Bush and his boys down here because I really believe they can fix this election down here for Bush.
Yeah, they can do it very easily. That's where we've arrived here in the experiment that the founders of this country put together 200 some years ago. We're to the point now where with electronic voting, all they have to do, look, let me tell you something. If Nader gets on, in any state that Nader gets on the ticket, all they have to do is program the machines to give Nader, you know, a million votes here or 10,000 votes there. They don't even have to shift votes from Kerry to Bush. All they have to do is lay them off on a third-party candidate. And it doesn't have to be Nader. It can be anybody. You know, whoever is running as an independent or third party, just lay off 10,000 votes here, 20,000 votes there, and by God, you've got the election. Who is going to challenge that, right? How can it be proved? You know, we're on the verge of losing what literally millions of Americans have died for, and that is this franchise to vote and choose our leaders. And we're on the verge of losing it, and I pray to God we don't. Of course, I don't believe in God, but I pray to the great voting machine in the sky. How's that? That we don't lose it, but we're so close. We are so close. And when that happens, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to react in a very strong, take-it-to-the-streets way. Hey,
I have one more question if I can ask you.
Quick, Chris.
I remember a couple months ago about Colin Powell. This would be his last term with the president. Why doesn't the media come out with that and bring that up?
Who knows why our whorish media doesn't come out with a lot of stuff, Chris. But, yeah, a couple of these thugs have said they're not going to serve again. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
We better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rink. We've got a blank ballot absentee. You're overseas. Seminole will fill it as long as you're down with the GOP. And the WBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWBWB
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an ebook available for download via the internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
For the hour, the Meta sent me the story from the Associated Press. The AFL-CIO, the umbrella labor organization, will monitor polls in battleground states on election day to guard against voting abuses. And according to the AP, is launching a new effort to educate voters about the process and their rights. The campaign is called My Vote, My Right. It's intended to help prevent problems that arose, for example, in the 2000 election. How about the 2002 election, too, guys? Yeah. Voter advocacy teams have been created in 32 cities and 12 states to help monitor implementation and enforcement of election laws and to educate voters about the 2002 Help America Vote Act. Help America Vote Act. Did you ever think that we would have something like that on the books in America? Now, black folk would say, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to us, Malloy. But, I mean, you white people listening, did you ever think there would be something on the books called the Help America Vote Act? Huh? Huh? It's kind of like the Leave No Tree Behind Act or something. You know, I don't know. But, you know, I said a couple of years ago, on the air, if white America was smart, after Bush got elected and the attack on this country, if white people were smart, and they would find themselves a black friend if they didn't already have one, because our dusky brethren have been through this. They understand this. They know what's going on. Is that a racist statement? You're damn right it is. because black folk do know. They've experienced this kind of sickness in this country for 400 years before this country was a country. So if you don't have a black friend and you're freaking and you're geeking and you're going crazy and you don't know what way to turn, you don't have a black friend, you better get one. You better get yourself a black friend. Find yourself a nice African-American and say something like, will you be my friend? Please help me understand this, because they'll explain it to you. Trust me, trust me, trust me, especially the voting thing, especially the going to a rigged poll thing, especially the part about, oh, you're not on the rolls here, what, sorry, can't vote, especially exercising the right to vote. Black folk will explain it to you. They'll help you understand what you're up against. That's if you're white. If you're Latino, well, I don't know what to tell you. You need a black friend, too. What the hell? But if you're Latino and weren't born in this country, you probably come from a country where the voting was rigged, partly thanks to U.S. pressure, so you probably already know it. But we whites in this country, we run around with our panties in a wad going, wait a minute, they're making it hard for me to vote. What? I don't like this. When did this happen? Oh, about 226 years ago. Now, if you know a really, really, really old lady, old white lady, you can ask her, too, because until 1920, women couldn't vote in this country. But I say, find yourself a black friend, because he or she can tell you about having your head busted and having dogs eat on your leg and having fire hoses turned on you and having night riders come and kill your child. So all of us white folks that are running around all upset about voting, touchscreen voting, shoot. Find yourself a black friend. Quick. Quick! So you don't freak and geek and go crazy. They'll help you out. In the meantime, the labor movement is going to try to help you out, too. This Help America Vote Act that white people are going, what? That law mandated that there be provisional ballots right there for voters claiming to be registered but whose names are not listed on the rolls because of errors. Can you imagine back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and in some cases the 80s, a black person going to vote here in the glorious South and say, I'm here to vote. Well, your name isn't on the list here, boy. Okay, well, can I have one of those provisional ballots? What? See, provisional ballots only come because white people couldn't vote.
Well, what about all the black folks down in Florida, Mike, that were...
But you heard Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris and everybody say, oh, that never happened. Don't look at that. Look over here. Look over here. Look. Look. See all the Jews who voted for Buchanan. Don't worry about the black people. Please, don't. So if you're concerned... Do two things. Find yourself a union member who's going to monitor the polls, and find yourself a black man or a black woman who will go to the polls with you. If you're white. And I mean no offense to whites. I'm predominantly white. But I'm just saying, this will make it a little bit easier. The union person will be there, hopefully with a sawed-off baseball bat, just in case somebody wants to get froggy. He's ready to jump. And the black man or the black woman will be there with you to keep you from geeking and freaking when they say to you, your name isn't on the roll here. You understand? Okay. The union guys say voters should call their local election offices to ensure they're registered. Do it before you go in. Also, make sure you've got your voter registration card. Make sure you know where the polling site is in advance. If you need to, find out about opportunities to practice on the new voting machines, although that won't help. Doesn't make any difference how many buttons you push. If it's programmed to stick it in you and break it off, it's going to stick it in you and break it off. You know that. But I do strongly advise to my white brothers and sisters... Now, if you can find a black union member, then you've got a twofer. Now, you can't find that here in the South because there are no unions allowed in the South. We have black folk here, but no unions. But if you live like in Chicago or New York or you know, someplace that Detroit, someplace that is a little more civilized, then, you know, maybe you can get a twofer. Maybe you can find yourself a black man or a black woman who's also a union member. And this is if you're white. Okay? And I mean no disrespect to my white brethren and sistren, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? It always cracks me up. When drugs come to white neighborhoods, then we have a war on drugs. When voting rights are taken away from white people, then we have the Voting Rights Act of 2002, which is subtitled, How White People Will Keep Their Right to Vote. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland is accusing President Bush of being behind an ad campaign that criticizes the military record of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Cleland made a personal visit to Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, Wednesday to hand-deliver a letter from 9 senators asking the president to denounce the ads by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. No one at the ranch accepted the letter. A top attorney for President Bush's re-election campaign has resigned after disclosing he gave legal advice to the group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. That's the group behind those controversial political ads attacking Senator John Kerry's military record. President Bush's senior political advisor says the campaign's chief legal counselor resigned to, quote, remove any possibility of being a distraction. Karl Rove made his comments to Fox News following the resignation of Ben Ginsburg.
Ben Ginsburg was our outside counsel and also outside counsel to 527 groups. That's normal. Legal counsel for the Kerry campaign is a counsel to 527 groups.
Russian investigators say they don't know whether terrorism, human error, or mechanical problems are to blame for the crashes of 2 passenger planes. The planes took off from Moscow late Tuesday from 2 different destinations and crashed within 4 minutes of each other. The owner of one plane said the pilots triggered a hijack alert just before it crashed. The crew on the second plane did not report any problems on board. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry campaigned in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Wednesday, touting his economic plan and trying to convince those gathered that he will make the country safer and stronger. He also pointed out to what lengths the Bush campaign has gone to hurt his bid for the White House.
The Republicans have spent over $90 million distorting and misleading America about my record. And distorting and misleading America about what I plan to do.
Kerry said that while the cost of living has gone up, wages have gone down. He said if he's president, he will reward companies that keep jobs in America and not outsource them overseas. Kerry told the gathering that the country is going backward in terms of the job quality, air quality, and water quality. Vice President Dick Cheney continues his campaign tour, stumping for Bush administration policies and portraying John Kerry as a flip-flopping liberal. The vice president told a vocal crowd in Pennsylvania Wednesday that he and President Bush have important differences with the Kerry-Edwards record on the issue of supporting the military.
It's simply wrong to vote to commit our troops to combat and then refuse to provide them with the resources they need. We need a president who will back our troops 100%, and that's exactly what we've got in George W. Bush.
Cheney said that the Bush administration has kept its word to the U.S. military. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Howard Dean on the Al Franken Show.
I just want to thank you, as a Democrat, for putting some spine in our party.
Well, we needed a little of that. You know, my views on George Bush are he's the most undemocratic and dangerous president that we've had in my lifetime. He can't balance the budget, $500 billion deficit every year, which, of course, is going to lead to increased interest rates. Can't seem to get foreign policy straightened out. Got us into Iraq without telling us the truth about why we were when, which we still don't know to this day.
Air America Radio.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. If you're just tuning in, where you been? Brian is calling from Dallas, Texas. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still, I don't know, that guy Clint yesterday is still giving me a sour taste in my mouth. But the comment he made yesterday saying that, I don't know why you Democrats feel optimistic you're going to lose. It's obvious that Bush is going to win. I mean, I'm just checking the latest Zogby poll that came out today, and it's really promising. They're saying that Kerry is now ahead by 130-some electoral votes, and that he has eight states that went to Bush last time are now Kerry leads by 5 to 7% currently,
uh-huh.
And not one state that Gore took in 2000 is going towards Bush. So all we need is one state. We need just one state. I mean, even New Hampshire would throw us over.
Well, I will go back to what I've said before. My colleague here at the network, Randy Rhodes, who has predicted a landslide, and I have no reason to doubt that. I think the American people have had enough, and I think the polls, such as they are a little bit misleading. I think a lot of people are not going all the way and saying, I would no more vote for this thuggish administration again under any circumstances. And I think it's going to show up in the voting. I think it's going to happen November 2nd, and I don't care how desperately Fox News Channel tries to spin the results, or how cowardly Dan Rather or Peter Jennings acts when they see Fox is giving a state to Bush that he doesn't deserve. I think the American public are going to run this gang out of town.
Yeah, the only concern I have is the electronic voting machines. They're saying that they could have 98 million voters potentially using these machines. And, you know, when Max Cleland ran against Saxby Chambliss, they had him ahead in polls by like 11%. And Georgia was one of the only states in 2002, Georgia and Minnesota, actually, that used the electronic voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And Saxby Chambliss ended up winning by 7 points. And then also when Mondale ran against Norm Coleman in Minnesota for the governor position there, when Paul Wellstone passed away, they had Mondale ahead by 11 points, and Coleman ended up winning by 7 or 8 points. And those were two states that used the electronic ballots. And, you know, call me paranoid, call me what you will, but, I mean, if there's no paper trail, how can that be valid? I mean,
I understand. And, there is no good answer. I don't think there's any doubt that Karl Rove on Election Day this November will be sent from various key states printouts of how the electronic voting is going. And I have no doubt that if it's going against George W. Bush, that Rove will make a phone call or send an email or something. No, not that, because there's a record of that. But he will say, all right, in Missouri or in Florida or in Ohio, it's too close, so kick about 15 or 20,000 more votes over in Bush's column. I don't have any doubt that the attempt to do that is going to be made. Now, does that make me paranoid? Oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe it does. Blah, 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 blah. On the other hand, I live in Georgia. I watched what happened to Governor Roy Barnes and Senator Max Cleland less than 2 years ago in the off-year election that we had here, where they were ahead, and exit polls had them both winning. And when the results, the first time we all used touchscreen voting here, when the results came in, they had both lost. So, like I say, to me, these are killers. They're thugs. They're cowards. They would do anything to steal this election. People like this do not give up a power willingly. They are no more interested in the democratic system than Stalin or Hitler or Mao Zedong was.
Right. And the fact that Democrats are speaking out against these machines and Republicans are supporting them, that should be a clue right there.
Well, the guy in Ohio from Diebold voting machines, who is a big Bush supporter and contributor to the Republican Party, that statement he made about 6-8 months ago that everybody talked about, well, I'm going to do everything I can to see that the state of Ohio is delivered to George Bush. Now, you can take that two ways. Maybe the little rat just meant that he was going to contribute another $100 to the Bush campaign, or maybe he meant that since he owns voting machines, or he programs them, or he built them, or whatever, he is going to use any means necessary to steal the election.
Probably get some programmers from India to screw up the election.
Probably happen. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, thanks, Brian. Thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, thank you.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Sandy is calling from Stockton, California. Hey, Sandy.
Hello.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm just calling. I'm one of those African-American women that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, And it is very amusing to me. You have been really cracking me up all night.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad it makes you laugh, because you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And to my young friend who called from South Central, who wanted to know if these folks just think everybody's crazy, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, well, of course.
They think we're stupid because they have been on a concerted campaign to dumb down any and everybody who wasn't paying attention on a daily basis.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And I just wanted to make a comment about, you were talking last night about the gun control issue. And about the guns being taken away from us under the gun control measures, and what I see happening here, first of all, I'm like you, I hate these people. I absolutely hate them. But what I see happening is, they took over the government with a coup. For all of you who have these touchscreen voting machines, ask for a provisional ballot. Vote absentee. Make a copy of your ballot.
Absolutely.
So that you have a way to verify that you voted. We know, and when I say we, as I said before, I'm African-American. I know that they will stop you from voting if they think that your vote is going to remove them from power.
And see, you know, this is the thing that is highly irritating, about as irritated as I can get, being a white person. The assumption, even though the results of voting usually proves it to be true, but the assumption by the Republicans that black folk have to be harassed and stopped at the polling place, that white people are, I don't know, what do they think? All white people are going to vote for Bush and all black people are going to vote for Kerry?
Yeah.
I mean, the implicit racism in that statement, a lot of people miss that.
That brings me to my point, Mike.
Right.
The whole point to all of this is the reason that the Republican Party is now a wholly subsidiary of the fundamentalist Christian right wing is because they have since the Civil War. Okay? They have since the Civil War. See, what a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, don't even understand is that all of that strange fruit that used to swing from the trees in Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi and so forth and so on, all of that strange fruit that were my ancestors, those same folks that are now in the Republican Party, who are running around with their Bibles, those were the same people hanging those folks from trees. They did it by religion. You see, they thought that they had a God-given right to own another human being.
That's right.
They are now, and have been since the Civil War ended, since the Emancipation Proclamation, the whole lot of them have been in a concerted effort. That's how the KKK came about.
I hear you. Sandy, I need to put you on hold for a second. I'll come back and let you finish this up.
Okay.
I can give you about another minute, but let me take
a
break. Let me take a break and I'll come back. This is Air America Radio.
Say, you want to go and do your hair, 'cause the color of your skin just don't appear. With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. Before I go back to Sandy, I got an email very quickly here from Todd in Kent, Ohio. Mike, maybe you didn't hear, but due to widespread activism, we got Diebold out of the Ohio election last month. This state won't be using their machines this November. Count one for the good guys, Todd. Okay, thanks, Todd. No, I didn't know that. Any sort of touchscreen voting, though, can be tampered with. I think we're all in agreement with that, and I don't trust these people. Okay, back to Sandy in Stockton, California. Sandy, thanks for holding on. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, no problem, Mike. Basically, these folks, what happened in 2000 was a coup d'etat.
Yes.
I think we all realize that.
I think so.
And these folks want to refight the Civil War. And so I'm with you in terms of keeping your gun, keep your gun. Hold on to it.
Sure.
Because it is possible that you will need it. These folks will shoot you down in the street. Take it from somebody that knows.
I hear you.
So thanks for what you do, Mike. Thanks for Air America. Hopefully the rest of America will be able to wake up. I'm with Randy carrying a landslide.
Well,
they're not counting the folks that are just now getting awakened to what's going on in this country.
That's right. And listen,
they're not counting those folks.
Listen, Sandy, find yourself a couple of white people and protect them, okay?
I absolutely will.
Okay, thanks, Sandy.
Okay, have a good one, Mike.
You have a nice evening. Jamie is calling from Sacramento, California. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, pal.
Actually, I got a flip for you. Actually, I'm in New York at this time.
Oh, you're in New York.
I had to take a business trip to New York, and I figured, hey, I get to see you, or at least hear America Live. But anyway.
Well, you get there, and you find out that you can't after midnight.
The program just went off here at midnight, and at least in Sacramento, you're on until you end. And so,
yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
What can you say? Hey, I wanted to call in regards, because I just started listening to you when you came on, and all I got to say is great work. But one thing about the things that were going on, my father recently passed about a year ago.
I'm sorry.
And I'm a black American. When he and my uncle actually died, my father was in his mid-80s, my uncle was in his mid-90s. And you listen to what they had to go through growing up in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and you listen to what they talk about the wars, going through wars and everything else. And, you know, they basically were spat on and were dirt. But they made sure that they were positive, you know, that they wanted to do things right for this country.
Right.
And they wanted to make sure that me and my family, you know, my brothers and sisters and I grew up knowing that education was a key point. You had to work,
right?
You know, strive for it, you know, because the country would take care of you if you took care of it.
That makes
how things have changed in the past years since Bush has been in office.
That's so true.
And, this country is being torn apart. And to my honest opinion,
mm-hmm.
I give them credit because they know what the weaknesses are. Because that's exactly what they do. They attack your weaknesses. They attack it. And if you look at, say, in certain parts of America, you know, it's not kosher to be anti-black. It's not kosher to be anti-Latino. But it is kosher not to attack gays. And
yeah.
It just burns the hell out of me when I hear black people start talking about gay people.
Right.
The mentality that's the same way less than 20 years ago people were talking about you. And if you look, and their real goal is, and I'm going to give them credit again.
Mm-hmm.
They're not attacking just, you know, gay people or anything else, but they're attacking everybody. They attack everybody who makes under that $500,000 threshold. And, you know, I've decided to go out and do some reading and things like that. But if you look at all his tax cuts, people in this country are basically to the point where they don't know where their money is going to. They don't know what the alternative minimum tax equals to. And these are the things right there that Bush is using against you, because he's making sure that his wealthy buddies can make sure they can use their corporate jet and make the stockholders and the people pay for it. He's making sure that they don't have to worry about paying dividends on their income from dividends, because guess what? 50% of their salaries is gated off of stock dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I don't know how rich you are, but, you know, I'm doing it for you, but I can tell you right now, my salary is not coming off of dividends.
How rich I am! Ow!
but it's just amazing, Mike. But I think that's some of the key things that what I hope you guys really start enforcing, because when they start talking about Kerry's military background, that's just a diversion. All right, because they don't want you to start understanding how they're taking money away from you.
Yeah.
How Bush took that surplus of Social Security that we shouldn't have had anyway, because Social Security is supposed to be an even take. You put in just as much as it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And he, unfortunately for Congress, which pisses me off, is that they boosted everybody's tax on pay to support Social Security, overwhelmed and above them with immediate support, and then you got a nitwit like George Bush that comes in office and takes that money and spends it, basically giving it to his boys like the GE Corporations, Halliburton, you know, to generate a war so that those companies can pick up some dollars.
Yeah, that's hideous and horrible. Listen, Jamie, I got to leave you there, pal, because we're about to break.
All right, sir.
But I appreciate what you said, and when you get back to Sacramento, I hope you call in again. Okay. Oops. I guess. Bye, Jamie. Dick Cheney. Just taking off on from what one of the things that that Jamie touched on. Dick Cheney is now describing same-sex marriage as a state issue. I guess what he means is except in Massachusetts, where they've already made the decision. But Cheney said yesterday, and I wanted to play this. We'll play it for you when we come back, because we got a break coming up here. Don't we have a break right now? Yeah, there it is. All right. Yeah, Dick Cheney on same-sex marriage when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
When your lover's in a dangerous time, sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. Nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Gotta kick in the darkness till it bleeds daylight.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on, and oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Unfiltered.
Coming up next on Unfiltered, it's laissez unfair. Iraq, it's gone from capitalist virgin to wide open financial floozy. Since the war, the Middle East has become the Wild West when it comes to wheeling and dealing, and there's no sheriff. This corral is definitely not okay. And don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Unless you're queer, then you can't have one without the other. Yes, unless you're queer. Cheney said yesterday he believes the question of same-sex marriage is best handled by the states, a position that puts him at odds with Bunny Pants. Because Bunny Pants proposed amending the Constitution to ban such unions. Uh-oh, Dick. There's something about Mary, your daughter, and you love her the same way I love my daughters. And as far as I know, none of my daughters are gay. Are there, Kathy?
The jury's still out on Molly.
Oh, yeah, well, Molly's only a month old. You know, who knows?
Yeah, but she's got that look about her. You never know.
You never know.
She's real cute with the short hair.
So Dick Cheney loves his daughter. The only thing I've heard out of Dick Cheney's mouth in 30 years that I can say, bless you, Dick. You're damn right you love your daughter. So what are you going to do, Dick? Are you going to suck up to these right-wing... Careful now, Malloy. Republicans, these religious fanatics, and deny your own daughter an opportunity to have a happy life. No, you're not. What you're going to do is say, you're still going to dance around it. You're going to say you believe that it should be a states' rights issue. What you really believe, Dick, you know, if you really had a backbone, if you really had a spine, you would say, wait a second, this is crap. My daughter is just as valid as a heterosexual woman or a heterosexual man. And if my daughter wants to marry a woman, by God, I support her. But you can't do that, can you, Dick? Because when you get right down to it, you're still kind of a coward.
You know the marriage I'd like to see?
Which?
I'd like to see Dick Cheney's daughter married to Dick Gephardt's daughter.
That would certainly bring two families together.
I'd buy one of those puppies.
I'll bet you would. Responding to an audience member's question on the gay marriage issue at a town hall meeting in Davenport, Iowa on Monday, Cheney here attempts to explain how he differs on this issue from... President Bunny Pants.
He has come out in support of a federal constitutional amendment, and I don't think, so far it hasn't had the votes to pass. Most states have addressed this. There is on the books the federal statute, Defense of Marriage Act, passed in 1996, and to date it has not been successfully challenged in the courts, and it may be sufficient to resolve the issue. But at this point, say my own preference is as I've stated, but the president makes basic policy for the administration.
Yeah. He also said historically, gay marriage, that's been a relationship, or marriage has been a relationship that's been handled by the state. States have made the basic fundamental decision as to what constitutes a marriage. And he says, I made clear 4 years ago when this question came up in my debate with Lieberman that my view was that it's appropriately a matter of the states to decide and that's how it ought best be handled. But, Dick, then it's clear that Bush does not support states' rights, at least not on this issue, right? Huh? And what did he say? The other thing he said, he supports freedom. He says, with respect to the question of relationships, my general view is that freedom means freedom for everybody. People ought to be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to. Oh, really? How about having sex with a dog? How about marrying a horse? Isn't that what your right-wing friends usually say when gay people make the same argument, Dick? Huh? You want to have sex with a monkey? How about a lizard? How about a gecko? Well, you know, you let the queers marry, and the next thing you know, they'll want to have 30 people in a marriage with a horse. Isn't that what your supporters, your base says, Dick? When a gay person says people ought to be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to? Huh? And, you know, I saw this when it occurred on Tuesday when they first played the video, or was it Monday? And, you know, right away, some little squirmy rat from the Family Research Council was on television talking about, well, you know, we're surprised at Dick Cheney because, you know, if gay people get married, then every heterosexual marriage in America will start to rot at its foundation. And it's just going to be one more thing to piss off Jesus. One more thing to piss off our Lord and Savior.
Your Lord and Savior never said anything about queers.
Well, but he was thinking it. Let me suggest to you religious fundamentalist freaks that, you know, when you have 13 men wandering around the desert 2,000 years ago, right? They don't own a house. They, you know, a couple of them have trades or professions, but 13 guys. How many of those guys do you think were gay? One, two, three? Maybe that's the reason Jesus never said anything about queers, because a couple, three of them were in his gang. Could that be? Is that a possibility? Oh, Malloy, you're saying bad things now. Am I? Is homosexuality something that just sprung up in, what, 17th century? 18th? 19th? 15th? 12th? 10th? 1st? 10,000 years ago? Wow. Okay, just wanted to get that in, you know, the bit about Dick Cheney realizing that the personal always transcends the political. That love of your child always transcends sucking up to the religious right in this country, right? And this is the reason that the man in Hollywood, Florida, went berserk today and burned up the vehicle that carried the Marines that brought him news that his son was dead. Because the personal always, always checkmates the political. Walt is calling from Florida. Walt, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. This is Walden, and I'd like to say that I feel very privileged and honored to come aboard, Mike.
Hey, man,
to get through, and finally I kind of got bingo this evening.
My privilege.
You know, Mike, I've listened to you for a good while, and tonight, you know, as I was touched, as I've been touched so many times by the way you'll come across, and my emotions would run high now. The Marine that died in Baghdad or Iraq over there, and the two Marines who came by to deliver the message,
mm-hmm.
It was just a flashback because, you see, my mother had seven sons.
Mm-hmm.
Three went off to Vietnam. Two came back. One was killed in the Tet Offensive. And I can recall when the Army came by to give us the news. And I had a brother who went off the same way, picked up a chair and threw it as hard as he could to try and knock the men down and hurt them.
Yeah.
and we had a scar across that coffee table that would never rub away. So, yeah, that is touching, and you come across and just make me want to just speak out, because I know and I feel and I believe as a veteran, they got blood on their hands, stained, and will not wash off. George W. Bush has caused the death of nearly 1,000 men and women. But you know, Mike, that doesn't mean nothing to him. He nearly cleared the death row in Texas as governor of some 157 men. So when he signed those death warrants, you know, he gets joy from seeing people die and executed and hurt while he stays in a safe haven and still can't call good quarterback signals. He doesn't know how. And I just want to add my little comment because of the way I feel about this reckless administration. I mean, this has got to be the worst, the most corruptive administration ever in the history of this country. And if George W. Bush had any kind of common sense or respect for this nation, he would do what Lyndon Baines Johnson did back in 1768 and announce, "I would not sink a second term." Or better yet, he would do what Richard Nixon did and said, "I am resigning the president office effective immediately." He should do that for the good of the nation.
I hear that.
Because this man is a poor excuse for a leader. He's a loser, a liar, and a terrible person to be, you know, just a poor excuse for a U.S. president. He doesn't have it. He doesn't know how. He's a recovering alcoholic who skipped over his service and hid out and got the gall to come down on John Kerry's service in Vietnam, where I served and got wounded. This man is out of his morals if he's ever had any.
Mm-hmm.
See, and it just doesn't matter to George W. Bush what's happening to those men and women in Iraq, what's happening to the economy, what's happening to our divided country and the nation. He gluts over that. He gets high on seeing confusion. He's like a devil, the author of confusion. And I'm just sad, and I'm sick that this kind of person is in office in a country that we fought for and that we've protected foreign and domestic and have something like this for a leader who never qualified in the first place. He should have never been governor of Texas, let alone president of the United States. I mean, I can't understand what's wrong with these gullible American voters. They see the odds are against our country. They see we got poor leadership, a corruptive administration, and they still rally behind this man? Ludicrous.
I hear you.
What are we going to do with people like this, Mike?
I don't know. I guess the only thing we can do in a lawful society, Walt, is to remove them from office peacefully and legally. Walt, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your phone call, sir.
You're welcome. I appreciate
all right.
it.
You take care. Lady Macbeth, wandering through the castle, complaining about the bloodstains all over her hands as she starts to, her mental and physical condition starts to deteriorate. Is that what's happening to Bush? Will that happen? Huh? What? Will these hands there be clean? Out, damn spot! Out, I say!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle.
For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
It's about 10 before the hour. Credits for tonight's program. Produced here in Atlanta, of course, by Catherine Bay. Carmen screened the calls tonight. Thank you, Carmen. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York. Also, thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org for archiving the programs. And, of course, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com. For maintaining the MikeMalloy.com website. And don't forget, go to AirAmericaRadio.com. Check out all the good things. There's all kinds of stuff to play with, right? Bob is calling from Illinois. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear you on the radio again.
Hey, it is good to be back.
No one has reminded anyone that 2 years ago, when they brought the California Taliban back to base, they brought him totally nude, taped to a backboard.
Mm-hmm.
So this nudity has been going on now for 2 years, and it's been known by everyone. So don't let them lie their way out of it.
Yeah, you know, the way we treat these people in Abu Ghraib, as best I can determine, I don't know, I'm not there, and I don't trust my government, and the first casualty of war is truth, and yada, 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 yada. But it's my understanding that most of the people in Abu Ghraib are civilians. These are not soldiers. These are not people taken in combat. If you remember, Bremer fired the entire Iraqi army. There's no Republican Guard anymore. There's nothing. These are just people. These are Iraqi civilians, just as though they were people who lived in Cincinnati and some invading monster army came here and started locking us up. Whatever.
Yeah, but they've known about it. I mean,
unless
they're too dumb to watch TV. Well, they're probably too dumb to watch anything except the Fox channel.
Yeah, I hear that. Bob, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
All right. Tony is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Tony. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I love you, Mike.
Hey, I love you, Tony.
Hey, look, I think, this week, coming up next week during the Republican convention, yeah. I think the media are going to try to hype up the bounce much as they can. I think they're going to give George W. Bush a bounce. I think you and your radio people need to be there to monitor the media and watch how way they're trying to overblow George Bush bounce during all next week. And I hope John Kerry do not let George Bush have the full airway. I hope he get out there, get on television.
I hear you.
Trying to wait, get on any show he can get on, and don't let George Bush have the whole week to himself.
That's right. Tony, remember, we talked about periods and commas and semicolons. Slow down just a little bit.
Yes.
What we need to do, you and I need to go to New York and provide a bounce for these people. You want to do that?
Yeah. I'll bounce this around in New York.
I'd like to bounce somebody up there.
I'll bet you next week. I hope y'all keep an eye on that. And I hope the media don't try to overplay this too much. And make sure if they do get a bounce, it's something they deserve, not something the media is going to give them. And get fire on and keep the pressure on.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Tony, thanks for checking in, pal. Greg is calling from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'd like to wish a good morning and peace to your family.
Thank you. Back at you.
And I'm calling because you were talking about things that voters should maybe check on. And I think that even if you have a voter's registration card, go to your county auditor's office and make sure that your status is good for voting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because my wife and I have been holding cards for over 20 years now and been actively voting. And we both went into the auditor's office, our county auditor's office, and found out that my wife's status was inactive.
Wow.
And we have been voting for, we know for a fact that it's been at least 7 years since our votes haven't counted.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's very important, very, very important this year to make sure you go to your auditor's office and have them look up your status and make sure you're not inactive. Please. We need to get George W. Bush out.
Yeah.
We need to get this regime out of here so we can press charges and put these people in prison.
I hear you.
These are bad, bad people, and they're scaring, the normal American. For the first time, my wife and I have decided that we're going to buy a gun. We're going to go out and buy something to protect ourselves with.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it sad that it's come to that? It's just sad. It's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
Very hey, thanks for checking in, Greg. We're flat out of time. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too. I think very quickly, Bob is calling from Miami. Bob, we might be able to squeeze you in here for just a moment. Welcome to the program, sir.
Michael, I'm really enjoying your show tremendously. I've been listening for the last two or three weeks.
Well, thank you.
And I think, they always talk about this Florida election and the fraud and all the rest of it, but nobody's ever brings up the subject, and even your politicians are hiding from this thing. But registered paper ballots, You know, this is so important. I mean, back at the time of Stalin, he used to say something very predominant. He said, it's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes that really matters.
That's right.
And when you have computers out there that are, you know, could be rigged, everybody knows you can rig a computer. And it's, and the sad part about it is that, you know, when you get people that are kind of shady characters working around these election things and you're not too sure who they are, you have a very serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a book that was written several years ago, it's called Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers. And they pointed out all the inequities of the system and how it was rigged and the rest of it. But nobody's ever done anything to correct it. And I think the only thing is registered paper ballots. You can get enough people around there to do this sort of thing. I mean, the millions and millions of dollars that are wasted on these voting machines, and still they can be rigged. It doesn't matter what it is. But if you get registered paper ballots where people can actually see what's going on, you'd make quite a difference. And the other thing, if you ever have a chance, you know, I'd like to, there's a website out there. It's written by some lawyers who want to do something to abolish the Bar Association here in Florida. It's called www.judicialaccountability.org.
Judicialaccountability.org. Bob,
right.
Check it out. But I have to cut you off right there because we're out of time, pal. Thanks. Bob's gone. Judicialaccountability.org. Check it out. Hey, thanks to everybody who made the program what it was tonight. We appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Y'all take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland is accusing President Bush of being behind an ad campaign that criticizes the military record of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Cleland made a personal visit to Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, Wednesday to hand-deliver a letter from nine senators asking the president to denounce the ads by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. No one at the ranch accepted the letter. A top attorney for President Bush's re-election campaign has resigned after disclosing he gave legal advice to the group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. That's the group behind those controversial political ads attacking Senator John Kerry's military record. President Bush's senior political advisor says the campaign's chief legal counselor resigned to, quote, remove any possibility of being a distraction. Karl Rove made his comments to Fox News following the resignation of Ben Ginsburg.
Ben Ginsburg was our outside counsel and also outside counsel to the 527 groups. That's normal. Legal counsel for the Kerry campaign is a counsel to 527 groups. They're
Russian investigators say they don't know whether terrorism, human error, or mechanical problems are to blame for the crashes of two passenger planes. The planes took off from Moscow late Tuesday from two different destinations and crashed within 4 minutes of each other. The owner of one plane said the pilots triggered a hijack alert just before it crashed. The crew on the second plane did not report any problems on board.